Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 515-207-2006.
Hello, this is Matt with Learn About Law. Have you ever wondered why the divorce rate in Iowa is so high? Well, there is no one answer to this question, but there are some common reasons for divorce that attorneys see again and again. Today, we're going to take a closer look at some of the top reasons why people are getting divorced in Iowa. First up on our list is infidelity. It's no secret that extramarital affairs can complicate things in a marriage. Rebuilding trust and overcoming differences can be a challenging feat. For many, an affair is an unforgivable offense that can lead to divorce. Another significant reason for divorce is financial problems. It is common for couples to have disagreements, but differences in how they handle money can be a bigger concern than in other areas. Increased financial stress is not conducive to a happy relationship and can often be the final straw for many couples. Substance abuse is another common cause for divorce. Addiction can have a significant impact on a relationship, affecting other areas of life, such as finance and employment. It can be a challenging issue to work through, and for some, it may be the thing that leads to the divorce. Too many conflicts or arguments is another reason why couples may choose to file for divorce. Communication is key for any long-term relationship to stay healthy and productive. Without effective communication, couples may experience frustration, resentment, and a misunderstanding of expectations, leading to unproductive conflict. Domestic violence is a pressing issue that can contribute significantly to a divorce. It can take on many forms, including physical and emotional abuse, and can be formed over time. Victims of domestic abuse should always seek help and prioritize their well-being over the marriage. Getting married too young is another reason why some marriages may end in divorce. It's hard to tell if you're ready to get married, as it varies from couple to couple. However, divorce becomes more common the younger the couple. Entering a marriage with unrealistic expectations or an idealized vision of what marriage should be can lead to a higher risk of divorce. Commitment is crucial in most marriages. It requires give and take from both partners, and if one spouse isn't fully committed to the other, the marriage is likely to suffer. If one partner puts in 100% while the other puts in zero, the marriage has a good chance of ending in divorce. Finally, a lack of intimacy can weaken the bond between partners, ultimately leading to divorce in some cases. Emotional and physical intimacy are essential for feeling connected in a relationship, and losing that connection can draw a line between partners. If you're considering divorce in Iowa, it's essential to consult an experienced Iowa divorce attorney that can help you navigate the process. No matter the reason for the divorce, O'Flaherty Law is here to help you. We understand that divorce can be challenging and emotional, and we are committed to providing you with the support and the guidance that you need to make the best decisions for yourself and your family. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comment section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed this video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out and schedule a consultation. Please email us, book online, or call us at 515-207-2006. We have many locations for your convenience. We serve all of Iowa. Thank you again for watching.